Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I'm starting, kind of late, very late today, like 10 minutes late, and I apologize for that, but we had some special programming going on the hour before my show, and it just ran a bit over time, and, you know, I really don't mind when the show before me infringes upon my show time. I really don't mind at all. Some people are sticklers about it, but I am completely okay with it. Hopefully you were listening to that special and enjoyed it, because I caught the tail end of it and it sounded quite good. What was I going to say? I played Be Your Own Pet, yes, off of their self-titled full-length release. That song was called Fill Your Pill, and Be Your Own Pet are coming to Vancouver to play a show at Richards on Richards October 27th. Yes, I also have tickets to give away for that. Perhaps I will do that next week. I don't know if I want to do it this week. I don't know if I'm feeling it. I just don't know. What did I want to tell you? I wanted to say that last week I played a song by Mastodon off of their newest album, Blood Mountain, which is amazing and everyone should pick it up, by the way. But I played a song called Circle of Sisquatch or Sisquatch, and I had like the utmost difficulty saying the title of this song because I had no idea how to pronounce the word Sisquatch. But I discovered this weekend that indeed you say it Sisquatch, not Sisquatch or Seasquatch or something, Sisquatch, because a Sisquatch is a cross between a Cyclops and a Sasquatch. I don't know who came up with that, and I don't see the context, but, you know, I'm glad that we sorted this out, and I actually, it got me thinking about, like, mythological creatures and stuff like that, and how awesome they are. So if you know of like a mythological creature like the Sisquatch that perhaps I have not heard of before, then I fully invite you to phone me here in the studio. If you just want to, you know, like place a request for a song or talk about whatever, the phone number here at CITR is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you know what? Yes, I dare you to, like, I'm a huge nerd, and I dare you to phone me and tell me about a mythological creature that I do not know about. So none of this basic stuff like the chimera, no, we know about that already. So come up with something that is legit. Don't make it up yourself. Like, this has to be something from like a legend or a story of eons past. And see if I recognize it. I bet you I will, just because I'm a dork that way. What do I have coming up for you today? I have some brand new stuff. A lot of stuff that I haven't listened to yet, just because things have been busy. I've been busy, but it will be a good show nonetheless. And as always, I would like to remind you that we are starting podcasting here at CITR, just in case you are unaware of that. So if you have to miss somebody's show or you can't listen to the whole thing, you can always go to our website, citr.ca, and download all of our radio shows through that website. And also you can subscribe to it on iTunes and everything, which is super cool. So I highly recommend checking that out when you have the time. And you can also check out my playlists online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, which I will update later today. But I will zip the lips now, and I will play some Jolts, because the Jolts are playing a show this Saturday, October 14th, at the Limerick Junction, aka the Brickyard. There are quite a few shows happening this weekend, and I will tell you about them coming up soon. But without further ado, this is the Jolts on CITR.
We'll be right back. Thank you. CITR card is here. Help support CITR Radio and get discounts at some of the hippest establishments around town, including the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the UBC Bite Kitchen, the Regional Assembly of Text, Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, and the Eatery. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today!
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and I'm your host. My name is Mary L. I just played Les Breastfeeders. Les Breastfeeders off of their album Les Matins de Grand Soir. That song was called Le Roi est nu. The king is nu. Is that the king is naked? Is N-U naked? Does that... Well, that would make sense. You know, like the emperor's new clothes. The king is naked. Nude. Yes. Oh, the French language. I can never figure you out. How did I pass French? I don't know. And before that, I played the Jolts off of the Jinx EP. That song was called I Can't Figure It Out. And they are playing at the Limerick Junction this Saturday with The Hits. Yes, they're playing with The Hits, Coffee and Cigarettes, and DJ Billy Hopeless will be spinning tunes at that event. That'll probably be good times. What was I going to tell you? I don't remember anymore. That's awesome. Shows. I wanted to tell you about shows coming up. There are quite a few happening this weekend. The Jolt show that I just told you about, and also the same night, October the 14th, 3 Inches of Blood is playing, and I will be playing some 3 Inches of Blood for you just because I will, you know, take any reason to play 3 Inches of Blood and then exploit it completely. Also happening this weekend, this Friday, tomorrow, the 13th, the Subhumans are having a CD release party for their new CD, which is called... What's their new CD called? New Dark Age. Let me figure it out. New Dark Age Parade, and I will be playing some tunes off of that album as well. I also wanted to tell you guys that the Detroit Cobras show, which is happening... which is supposed to happen this coming Monday, October the 6th... Is that 16?
It looks like... Yeah.
Yeah, that says 16. The Detroit Cobra Show, they're playing with the King Kong Barbecue and Barbecue Show. That was supposed to happen at Richards on Richards this Monday, and it did sell out, but it is canceled because they couldn't get past the border out in the east or something stupid like that. So, and the show sold out. It's a huge shame, and it always happens here in Vancouver. Do you guys notice that like shows get canceled at the last minute? Balls, I say that, and I shake my fist. So yes, unfortunately, if you were planning on attending the Detroit Cobras show, that show is no longer happening. I haven't heard of it's being postponed or not. I just heard that that's not happening anymore. Sad, shed a tear. I'm so sorry. Please don't take it out on me. But another show that got canceled a long time ago, not that long ago, a couple months ago, the Rio Mackenzies was supposed to play with Raised by Wolves, but that show just got postponed, and that show is actually still happening. That show is happening November 2nd at the Red Room. I've seen listings for the Red Room and also the Lamplighter. I'll try to confirm that for you guys later, but that show is still happening. The Real Mackenzies, Raised by Wolves, Los Furios, and the Dreadnoughts, they're all playing together November 2nd. So I will be playing some Raised by Wolves for you right now. It's been a while, hasn't it? I would say so. And then after that, I'll try to play some Real Mackenzies if I, you know, manage to peel myself off of this big comfy chair. So, yes, this is Raised by Wolves on CITR.
Yeah.
The Bad Amps are sadly playing what seems to be their final show coming out very soon. I know for a while I was talking about it being sometime this month in October, but I hear now that it actually might be on November 18th, so next month. And I've been talking to, corresponding via email to Shane, who's in the Bad Amps, and like I think it's kind of up in the air right now. Like, it's not set in stone yet. They're still trying to, you know, make sure everything's going to be okay and find a free weekend for all of them to play that show. But as of now, I believe the show is going to be happening November 18th at Video In Studios. That is the Bad Amps' last show ever, because they have, they released their album Molotov Milkshake sometime last year. Something like that. But they do have a new 7-inch that they are going to be selling because they have recorded new songs, obviously, since then, and they would like to play those live and just to share them with their fans and stuff like that. And Shane was kind enough to email me some of these songs and also a song that they covered by the Pointed Sticks, which I will play for you in just a second. And so I will, of course, be updating you on when that show will be happening, like when I hear more confirmation and stuff like that. But yes, if you like the Bad Amps, then I highly recommend checking this show out because you will be able to pick up their 7-inch and, you know, watch them for what is supposedly being their last time playing live, which really saddens me because I quite like them. And I think I hail these guys as, like, you know, the Ramones Jr., kind of, or the new Ramones. You know, not that huge, but kind of close, and it makes me sad to see them go their own separate ways. But I will play for you. They covered a song by the Pointed Sticks called Out of Luck, and I quite like it. I'm playing it off of the computer, so if it messes up, then I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I never ever wanted to get too close to you. I didn't want to fall in love. You told me all the stories with the boys in the gun and the time when you gave the shove. But I felt for you and I'm feeling fine. I guess maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa. I guess this time I'm just running out of luck.
San Francisco County Jail. To accept charges, press 0. To refuse charges, press 1. To prevent calls from this facility, press 6.
Ha ha!
Damn it, that was the Teenage Harlots. Yes, off of an album called Up the Fix, and I quite like this album. I'm quite addicted to it right now, but the songs are so short and they don't give me time to do anything. That song was called Ha 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 Ha. Maybe I should try to say Ha 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 Ha. There were Ha times five, okay? Before that, I played The Bad Amps. I think that might be coming out on the 7-inch. That was a song called Out of Luck, and that's a song that they covered originally by The Pointed Sticks. Before that, I played The Real Mackenzies off of 10,000 Shots. That song was called Smokin' Bowl, and I started off that set with Raised by Wolves off of their 2005 release, Hot Blood. That song was called Rats Are Gonna Ride. Real Mackenzies and Raised by Wolves are playing a show together November 2nd at the Red Room, I do believe. What was I going to do for you now? The Subhumans. The Subhumans are having a CD release party this Friday. So tomorrow at the Lamplighter, they're playing with Solturo and also Motorama, celebrating the release of their new album on the G7 Welcoming Committee. The album is called New Dark Age Parade, and I'll play a song for you now called People of the Plague. Oh, the plague. I'm so fascinated with the plague, but I'm going to shut up about it now so that you can hear some brand new Subhumans on CITR.
Night of the Living Dead has left a silver screen. Walked into a neighborhood near you. Mutated creations of the problems we didn't face, from a world that's understood by few. Why should they care about aesthetics that you'd like to see? You who live in comfort, safe and clean. They're coming to your neighborhood, pestilence and poverty. Hope you like the new Dark Age Parade. From the people of the plague, roamers of the street, people of the plague, cursed with rotting feet. More home invasions and more stuff, pornography, crack dealers and child prostitutes. Young and old left to die in single room hotels. A modern recreation of the bosses you have held. To be handed the power to make them pull their weight or let them die. Well, I tell you, man, they're carrying a weight that you could never lift. Bend down with death to stay alive. To stay alive. 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 Now the people of the plague. Of the street, people of the plague, cursed with rotting feet, yeah!
around liquor church and yeah, flicking on bar stools. We're praying that the tap will keep the holy water flowing. Key kicks of communion and a long night of confessions. Coming home afternoon seems to raise a lot of questions. When in Minnesota and you've got a drinking quota.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and I'm your host. My name is Marielle. That was NOFX, yes, off of their newest album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing. That song was called Seeing Double at the Triple Rock. Prior to that, I played The Subhumans off of their newest album, Dark Age Parade. That song was called People of the Plague. Right now, I would like to tell you about some shows. Yes, of course, you like shows, don't you? I like shows, too. As I told you a while ago, the Subhumans are having a CD release party. Party being the key word. This Friday, October the 13th at the Lamplighter, they're playing with Salturo and Motorama. This Saturday, October 14th, we have two shows going down. The Jolts, they're playing with The Hits, Coffee and Cigarettes, and DJ Billy Hopeless at the Limerick Junction. And also that same night, you can check out 3 Inches of Blood. They're playing with the Illuminati. Yes, Illuminati, Goat's Blood, and Jaws. That is happening at the Lamplighter. Monday was supposed to be the Detroit Cobras show, but if you didn't hear me a while ago, I will repeat that that show is sadly canceled. What else is going on? Trivium. Trivium just released a new album this past Tuesday called The Crusade, and I quite like it, actually. They're playing with The Sword and Protest the Hero October 24th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Be Your Own Pet are playing with Awesome Color and Tall Furs October 27th at Richards on Richards. I've promoted the hell out of the show already. The Real Mackenzies are playing with Raised by Wolves and Los Furios November 2nd at the Red Room. The Islands, ex-Unicorns, are playing here in on the UBC campus in the Student Union Building Ballroom November 4th. Guar. They just released a new album, and they are following up with a tour. They're coming to Vancouver. Guar are playing here in Vancouver November 9th at the Commodore Ballroom. They're playing with Municipal Waste and the Red Chord. I could go on about Guar right now, but I seriously don't have the time. The Radio Rebellion Tour featuring Norma Jean, Between the Buried and Me, Misery Signals, and lots of other bands that I seriously don't remember. They are playing November 10th at the Christian Cultural Center, and I actually just heard that show starts at 5:30 in the afternoon. Probably because it's an all-ages show, so they kind of need to wrap it up early, and also because they have so many bands on the bill. Yeah. Blind Guardian are playing with Leaves Eyes at the Commodore Ballroom November 14th. The same night, you can check out Sparta, who is, they are half of the ex-members of At the Drive-In. They're playing with Sound Team at Richards on Richards. Later on in November, perhaps we have the Bad Amps last show. That is tentatively happening November 18th. I will divulge more details once I hear about them. That is happening at Video In Studios, though. And way in December, we have Annual Notice by the Trail of Dead. They're playing with the Blood Brothers and Celebration at the Croatian Cultural Center December 10th. Yes? Is that enough shows for you right now? I hope so. You can also check out Shindig happening every Tuesday at the Railway Club. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. I don't remember which bands are playing this Tuesday. It might be the Penguins, or maybe that was last Tuesday already. I'm sorry, I'm terrible at details like this. But for more information, you can always check out our website, citr.ca, which will have a full schedule of all the bands that are playing Shindig this year, past year's winners, and also the winners of, that the people that won last week that are moving on and stuff like that. All the details are online or on our website. So check that out if you feel inclined to do so. What do I have coming up for you now? Thunderbirds are now. They are right now. They have a new album called Make History, and I will play them for you now. Thunderbirds are now. now.
Comes down.
right, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and listened to my show today and also gave me a ring-a-ding-a-dingy here in the studio. That was 3 Inches of Blood, like I promised, off of their album Advance and Vanquish. That song was called Destroy the Orcs, which should be my goal in life. Before that, I played AFI off of The Art of Drowning. That song was called Wester. And I started off that set with Thunderbirds Are Now off of the album Make History. That song was called The Veil Comes Down. If you wanted to check out what I played today or on any of my shows in the past, you can check out all of my playlists online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Coming up next, we have The Inkstead Show. It is pre-recorded today, so if you are planning on listening to that show and perhaps phoning in, no one will pick up your call if you phone in because nobody loves you. That's right. But it is pre-recorded, so no one will probably be in here. I wanted to finish off my show today with the new Zao album. I don't know when this album came out because I'm awesome like that, but I just gave it a listen and I quite like it. The album is called The Fear Is What Keeps Us Here, and the song that I will leave you off with today is called Everything You Love Will Fly Away. Have a great weekend, guys.